Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 903. I still haven't gotten a good Rob Manfred Pinocchio nose. I thought you people were better than that.
Well, I didn't get the Lance Zierlein tripping over a curb logo. That took a few days.
Yeah, yeah. I need a really good Rob Manfred, like the Barstool's Roger Goodell with the clown nose. I need one like that, a good one like that. And then we'll make T-shirts out of it. I need a Pinocchio nose, Rob Manfred Pinocchio nose. Okay? A good one that we can put on a T-shirt, and we can make it a 97.5 T-shirt. Because he's a lying biznotch.
Why don't you go over that again? Let's reset that. What happened over the weekend?
What happened over the weekend was that a judge ruled that the Astros and Red Sox are right, that a letter from Rob Manfred to the Yankees in 2017, which has some kind of cheating allegation or something
sign,
to do.
Sign stealing, yes.
Sign stealing. Well, some are saying it wasn't about sign stealing. So I don't know what it was about. We don't know yet because it's not. But some of it has been redacted anyway. So we'll get a partially redacted letter even if it is open. Some of it has been redacted. So I trust nothing about Major League Baseball. But the Yankees have been and Major League Baseball have been fighting to not unseal it, to keep it sealed. And why?
Because it could do damage to their reputation.
Yes,
they
right.
in one sentence they said they argued in court that it would do damage to their reputation, but then also argued even though there's nothing in it. Like what? Wait, what
right.
now?
Well, if there's nothing in it, how could it do damage to your reputation? And there's some shill, Andy Martino from New York. He says, "Oh, it just had to do with a phone call." From the pitching coach was using the phone to call the replay room.
Okay. Are you going to apologize if it turns out to be nothing? Are you going to apologize to Commissioner Manfred?
No, and
their fans?
No, because the Red Sox still are cheating biznotches, and the Yankees cheated too.
Yep.
And the Apple Watches
not
and everything.
What my people are telling me. That's not what they are saying.
Your people. No,
there's
because if you if you believe any of this, because Major League Baseball won't do a full investigation of Carlos Beltran, who came in here and said that the Astros were behind, and when he was with the Yankees before that. So why is there no investigation into that one sentence? You guys are way behind on your cheating. Why is there no investigation into the Yankees in 15 and 16 and 17 and even 18 or 19? Why is there? Because, they would have, you know why? I keep hearing, the Astros, they won a World Series by cheating, so they're going to stop. The Yankees didn't win a World Series, so they kept cheating. Okay? And the Red Sox were cheating. And Alex Cora, who was the mastermind here, went to the Red Sox the very next year, and they were found to have been cheating, but Alex Cora didn't have anything, had no knowledge of it. Don't insult my intelligence. Don't insult my intelligence, baseball, because that is the biggest crock of ship I've ever seen. That is the biggest crock of ship ever.
You know, first of all, baseball, stop insulting John's intelligence, number one. Number two, this is why my gun to the head game was invented. Because in my game, this is what happens. It cuts out all the BS, and you say, okay, let's play a little game. Mr. Johnny Yankee fan, and there's some Yankee fan named Johnny, we'll call him. And he's like, Yankees didn't do anything wrong. So, you don't think so? Yeah, you don't know smoking guns. The Astros hit the trash cans. John Boy showed it. So everything is right there in the thing. Me and Nicky Tortoro know that nothing happened with the Yankees. Okay, I've got a little game that I'd like to play called Gun to the Head. Let's play this game. I'm going to take a loaded gun and put it to your head. And I have the answer. I currently have the answer without any. This is not an opinion. I have the answer. It is sealed here. It was given to me. The answer is officially in this envelope. Now, gun to your head. Did the Yankees cheat or not? If your answer is wrong, I am going to splatter your brains across a wall. Now, in this game, it's not a fun game to play, but it's a necessary game. Now, Johnny, did your Yankees cheat? We'll let you answer, and then we'll undo the envelope here, and we'll pull out the actual correct answer. You're not putting this on Twitter, right? No, Johnny, just give us your answer. Yeah, I think the Yankees probably cheated. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you get to stay alive. Congratulations. Congratulations. Same thing for you, Red Sox fans. Would you like to play the hit game show sweeping the nation called Gun to the Head? I mean, yeah, I'll play. I'm not afraid to play. Are you calling me some kind of, I'm not a baby like your brother is. Okay, let's play. Did your Boston Red Sox cheat? Were they cheating with Alex Cora? Did they steal signs? Remember, this is called Gun to the Head. We have an answer right here sealed. And if you are wrong, we will splatter your brains. I mean, first of all, I don't believe that cheating is anything. No, I don't want your definition of cheating. Did they cheat? Yes or no? Sully, do you think they cheated? Yeah, they cheated. Okay, yeah, well, they probably. I mean, by your definition, they cheated. Okay, Townie, I don't care. The answer is yes. In the gun to the head game, which cuts out all the BS because you know you'll get splattered, watch how many of the answers would be yes, John. They'd be across the board a bunch of yeses because they all know. Everyone already knows they're cheating. And if you don't know, now you know.
Excuse me.
In yes? your gun to the head game,
yes,
I'm going to inject you into the conversation.
Oh, God.
Mike Greenberg is hosting a Return to Sports special where all the commissioners of all the major sports except for the NWSL who will be back first.
And NWSL.
That's the women's soccer. They made it known that, hey, we're back too.
Excuse me.
Could our commissioner be there? They just hired one. But do you think Mike Greenberg, because Rob Manfred will be part of the special, will ask any questions about that
no.
letter and why it was
Zero.
Sealed?
I'm going to say yes.
I'll say no.
I think Mike Greenberg has the integrity to ask it.
I don't. ESPN doesn't even have a story. They have not even touched this story. They have not touched this story. It's 3 days now, and ESPN has not touched
this
story.
When is it going to be on, Del?
Tonight, I believe, 7 Central.
I'll bet you he asked it, and Rob Manfred will dance around it. May even say I'm not allowed to comment on it.
I'll bet you not zero.
You
nothing.
Don't think it comes up at all?
Nope.
Actually, ESPN has had something on there. I found the article.
Where?
Yeah, ESPN had something on it.
It wasn't on their main page all weekend.
Well, that mean they didn't have something. They,
no,
they
and I went
it.
To their baseball page. They didn't have it either yesterday.
New York judge rules MLB. It was 1 day ago, and it was at June 13th. It doesn't have the time.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's up there.
New York judge rules MLB's 2017 letter to Yankees should be unsealed. Now, there isn't any commentary by one of their writers.
There's no Buster Olney, no Jeff Passan, yeah.
It's just a report of what other people have said, but no one with the name talking about it or having an opinion on it. But it's on the site. A report.
I don't see it.
Yeah, it's now up there. I don't the second headline under MLB players reject latest offer. Report: MLB's letter to Yanks should be unsealed.
You want to apologize to ESPN now, John, and Rob Manfred?
No. No, why? Because ESPN put a story up 3 days later?
No, it was yesterday.
GTOF.
I mean, you know what? It wasn't highlighted like the Buster Olney blame the Astros story.
We got it.
We understand what you're saying, John.
Yeah, that's all. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you'd like to hear from Rob Manfred about the return to sports or potential return, that'll be tonight on ESPN.
Yeah, guess what?
Baseball is going to talk about the return to sports. I'm excited to hear what they got to say. Baseball's done such a good job of getting back.
Yeah, no, but yeah, can't wait to hear about their negotiations.
Rob, Mike Greenberg, I appreciate you joining us. There's a radio host in Houston who's doing a Rob Manfred Pinocchio nose logo on his golf polos. Thoughts?
Because I'm a lying bitch. That's why.
Oh, my goodness.
You just said you were?
No, Rob Manfred.
I'm Rob Manfred. I'm Rob Manfred. Yeah. You want to interview me, Mike Greenberg? Let's go. Interview me.
Okay. Rob, there is a letter that said that.
Yeah, I lied. The Yankees cheated. I sent them a letter. They had cameras in the outfield. But you know what? I wanted to save the franchise because it's a money franchise for us. And baseball sucks anyway. So if the Yankees don't make us money, then we're screwed. So I had to put it all in the Astros. What, Mike? What else?
Would you say that you're in bed with the Yankees?
Yes. Are you kidding? We're doing all kinds of stuff. And my brother's in bed with us.
Yeah, in bed.
This is what not position an Earl do you Thomas want to hear situation. About?
Okay. What's that?
Like in bed? I'm not in bed. I'm in the corner watching them do stuff with the Red Sox.
No, I'm with my brother. And we're all with the Yankees and we're all doing stuff.
Question.
Tom Manfred's there too?
Yep.
I've got another question for you, Mr. Manfred.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you treated the Astros fairly? Were they the lone wolf?
Yes, I treated them fairly. Somebody had to take the fall. They took the fall for all of baseball. Yeah, I knew all these teams were doing it. But guess what? Nobody cares about Houston. Nobody cares about that market. We got to give up some market, and it was going to be Houston. So there, yes, we had to give it up. Well, yes, I think it was fair.
What about
Jim Crane.
What about Boston? What about Boston with Alex Cora? So you found that there was nothing there?
Well, no, they were all a lie. They all lied because they saw that if you tell the truth and you were guilty, which the Red Sox were too. But if you tell the truth, everybody's going to hate you, and then they're going to try to cancel your championship. And we couldn't do that to Boston because Boston's one of our biggest markets, one of our most visible teams. So no, I knew they were all lying. Everyone knows they were all lying. Alex Cora, sir. Alex Cora was the mastermind in with Boston as well. But everybody lied. What am I going to do?
Well, you could act accordingly, and if they lied, they can get in trouble too.
No. Well, you know what? They knew, though. So what? Even if I do lie? Well, even if they do lie, what's going to happen? What, am I going to suspend a bunch of players for lying? No. What we had to do is we had to take down the video intern. The video intern was the one. But guess what? We had to pay him off. We had to pay him big because otherwise he might come clean, and he had to sign a confidentiality agreement.
Question for you now. How would you best describe yourself?
I'm a sniveling little lion bitch. That's what I am.
Wow, Rob. That's a very honest assessment of yourself.
Yeah.
Rob, that's more than I expected.
Oh, money grubbing too, by the way. Yeah. So that's all I care about. That's all I care about is protecting a crappy logo that has done nothing but destroy itself for the last 40 years.
Is John Boy going to work for the negotiations? League now? Is John Boy coming to work for the league, Mr. Commissioner?
John Boy is in bed. Me, the Yankees, John
He's
Boy,
in bed
and my brother.
With you guys?
How big is this bed?
It's a big bed. It's a big bed.
Mr. Commissioner, is that a California King you're on?
No, he's on John Boy. That's who he's on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll take care of John Boy. That's my guy.
You're not a selfish lover, apparently, Mr. Commissioner.
I'm going to take care of my guy. Yeah, that's my guy.
Don't worry, I'll take care of John Boy is not something I want to expound on.
Hey, Olney is in here passing all of them. Let's go.
Did Major League Baseball fund John Boy's research? Because I assume he doesn't have a job, so that's why he had all the time.
Well, he just sent us receipts.
Does he have a Patreon account that we can give money to for all his hard work, Commissioner?
No, we got him taken care of. Are you kidding? You think we don't make money over here? We're making money.
Are
we don't even have to play.
Anything on his books?
Listen, we don't even have to play. Tom Ricketts is an idiot talking about how – don't worry. Our cash flow is fine. Don't worry.
So
we're making
all
money
a lie.
Hand over fist.
Are you suggesting everyone's lying, Commissioner?
Everybody. We all lie. It's baseball. We cheat, we lie, we do steroids, we spitball, we got Vaseline, we got thumbtacks, we do it all. We do it all. We're baseball. We cheat. We're cheating, lying, some bitches.
And just to wrap it up, what are you again?
A sniffling. I forget. I'm all those things.
I think you're just a lying bitch. I think that's what it was.
He's a sniffling.
Sniffling
through money grubbing at the end.
Yeah. Money grubbing. Oh, yeah, and I'm a little worm, too.
Well, now this, once this interview goes viral, you're going to have to probably drown your sorrows. What would the commissioner drown his sorrows with, Lance?
Blackman Distillery.
No.
I can tell you this. Right now, the bourbon, like all their spirits, it's a very strikingly smooth finish because of their state-of-the-art distillation methods. It's quadruple water filtration when they're doing their proofing and their blending. When you go for a tasting, they'll run you through the entire processes, and you can see for yourself. It's up near Fort Worth, but they're one of the only true grain-to-glass distilleries in the country. They're right here in the state of Texas. The bourbon is extraordinarily popular because it's such a great entry bourbon for people looking to try bourbon. It has a delicate overall corn profile with a fruity front palate sweetness, clean barrel vanillas, and light grain and tobacco flavors. And again, very soft finish. And if there's a criticism of that bourbon, it's too easy to drink. But I can tell you this, even the hardcore bourbon drinkers really love how flavorful and complex the notes on the bourbon are. So whether you are someone who is just getting into it or you're a bourbon aficionado, I think you're going to absolutely love the bourbon at Blackland Distillery. They are also doing rye, an award-winning vodka, and gin. You can find all four of those where your liquor is sold. And if they don't have it, you demand that they start carrying Blackland Distillery. Tell them you want Blackland Distillery in their location. Same thing with the restaurants you go into, blacklanddistillery.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I asked for a simple thing. I'm getting Rob Manfred with a giant penis nose, basically.
That's not what you asked for.
That's not what I asked for.
It might be better, to be honest with you.
No, I can't put that on the T-shirt.
Has anyone sent porta potties being tipped over?
No, don't send
that. Also known as your lightning?
No. Don't ever send that again. Did you see the girl
twerking
in front of...
That's not a good Manfred nose. I just saw it.
Did you see what Childish Altuve sent?
Not yet, but I'm about to.
The girl twerking in front of the police cars? They're all lined up, and she's mm-hmm. got a thong on, and she's twerking.
I believe she has a
and
black
then she
lives.
Lays on the ground, stretched. Wow.
She's doing splits, bouncing up and down.
Yeah, but wait. Ooh. For the next act.
Mm. She's flexible. And,
yes.
she's tapping an area.
Yeah,
while
she's tapping.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's got the Black Lives Matter shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just say this woman does her Pilates. Or something else. Oh! There's
the spanking.
There's the butt shaking again.
Boom, boom.
Yep.
Boom. Oh. I'm watching it. Oh!
She got a spanking.
The slap move, there's the middle finger.
Yeah. Well,
I think everyone's just, like, I hope she doesn't think everyone's just watching.
Well, yeah, I mean, now, what are the cops going to do about that? Nothing.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, a little moment of levity. A little entertainment.
I think she was doing it as a show of force, I feel like.
Well, keep going.
I think she's a dancer, yes, to answer your question.
I mean, some of those moves.
Those are professional moves.
Yeah, some of those moves were not accidental.
Yeah, she's not an amateur.
Oh, well, I will say she's not
she's a pro
twerker. Like, that wasn't a pro. Now, the other move.
Yeah, the split and then the tapping. That seemed like
that's an aggressive been here, done that.
I feel like she's had more training to be that than those police officers had to be police officers. Like they got that thing done in maybe 6 months, maybe less. I feel like she had to work on that stuff. I'm gonna give her a year before
she
perfected
those moves.
See,
these are the things that need to go
viral. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. See, Jeff Passan asked 20 questions of Rob Manfred. Everything was about the season starting. Not one about this week. Not one about the Yankees.
John, do you know how that's? Do you know why the unsealing? I'm sure you've read about it, so you do know. It didn't get past you. We haven't mentioned it. Why is the letter being unsealed?
Because the Astros and the Red Sox.
Nope. What is forcing their hands? What legal issue is forcing their hands to unseal the letter?
DraftKings.
Yep. Daily Fantasy Sports is suing Major League Baseball, and they're saying that that Rob Manfred was complicit in basically a cover up. And so people who they believe they lost money based on, you know, fraudulent results in baseball, and that Rob Manfred looked to cover up how wide ranging it was. It's actually people from DraftKings, Daily Fantasy Sports Players. Yeah, they are. It's a big lawsuit that they have going on right now. That's why this ended up coming back out.
Well, the story I saw just said, and the Astros and Red Sox, I guess, would be interested. I guess that's what it meant. I didn't know that.
Daily Fantasy Sports is why this has come back up.
Wow. Thank you, DraftKings. Now I'm going to go get it, John. We can't get on DraftKings here, right?
Yeah.
Or can we?
Yeah, you can. You can't. FanDuel, I think. But DraftKings is, I think DraftKings basically said, oh, yeah, you want us to come and get us in. We're operating in Texas again. I think FanDuel's the one who said,
Oh, okay.
No, guys,
I'm
scared.
I didn't know which one was which.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't play Daily Fantasy, so I didn't know. But, well, that's good. You see? There's good coming. In good gambling, good. Manfred, evil. There we have it. Evil. So, and that's what we found out. See, the world is tipsy-turvy. Tipsy-topsy-turvy. It really is. It's, Rob Manfred has turned out, what do you think of Rob Manfred?
Well, you know, I've never had a negative. I don't start off thinking negatively about all the commissioners. I thought C-League was a total goof. Just a complete and total goof. So obviously Manfred after was a breath of fresh air. But I do think that Rob Manfred, if Mike Fiers wouldn't have, look, there's enough that we know that Rob Manfred stepped in and told the Astros and Red Sox to to cut it out in 2018, whatever they were doing. So Rob Manfred knows this stuff is going on in his sport, 100%. He tried to bury it, didn't want it getting out. But once Mike Fiers snitched, he had to go after it. I lost respect for him. I don't care what anyone says. You and I both know a lot of the stuff that went on behind the scenes, and a lot of people do. And I know the Astros do, and I know people in Major League Baseball do. The fact is, there is rampant sign stealing, and some of it is technically protected by Major League Baseball because, look, if you can steal signs, you can steal it, but you can't use technological means to do so. Or at least to you can't use technological means to give a real time advantage to a hitter. That is what is illegal. You can tape all this. I gotta double check that because I want to say you can tape it from the day before, you know,
yeah,
and try to decipher. That's actually something that yes, is technically okay, but you can't give real time advantages to players.
Right.
However, if you're on second base and you steal it, yes, you can,
yes,
but it's an unwritten rule, so you can get hit for it also if you're trying to give messages to your hitter at the plate. That's why Major League Baseball polices that. My belief is Rob Manfred knows that it's widespread, has information on at least the Red Sox as well, and probably the Yankees, and that he is just sitting on it. That he's just sitting on it because he didn't want it to get out in the first place and doesn't want it to get any bigger. And I just don't have respect for that.
No. This is a pretty good question by CJ. Would you rather face a prolific power hitter knowing he's juicing at that very point in time, or face that same hitter knowing he's clean but he knows what you're throwing? And I would say, since it was only at home that the Astros knew. What the hell is that? Do you hear that?
What?
Oh, they're working on the building here. I guess we're going to have that kind of noise here from going
forward. We can't hear anything.
You can't hear it? Oh, good.
I can't.
Even with the knowledge that the Astros had of the pitches coming, their numbers weren't as crazy different as steroid numbers were without steroids. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, the difference. And steroids last for the year. I mean, they're much longer lasting. You could take it on the road, at home.
Right.
It really didn't matter.
You're always on steroids.
Now, I would say that knowing what pitch is coming is more advantageous technically. I would say over the course of a year, if I know what pitches are coming, and remember now, you still have to decipher the signs that are being given by the catcher. See, this is what people act like you automatically had the signs every time. No. If they had a complex set of signs, and if they knew the Astros were trying to steal signs, then teams are going to mix up their signs. So the Astros still have to decipher. If you're changing your signs every couple innings, they got to decipher all over and get it in real time. From the time your signs are over to the pitch is 1.5 seconds. Give me a break. Acting like it's that easy to decipher and then relay communication on a consistent basis.
And some of the hitters, Altuve, I didn't want that. You give me you're making me crazy at the plate. No, I don't want that information. Josh Reddick, I don't want that information. Just let me hit. I don't want to be thinking about that or hearing Pat and thinking I know or thinking you know and you're wrong. And oh, by the way, they found out there was a percentage of times that they were wrong in deciphering and giving and relaying that to the hitter. There were plenty. Listen, the steroid people will say, well, you still got to hit the baseball. Well, let's say you had that ability to hit a baseball. Now you add 20% distance on all of your hits, or how much hard you add 30 miles per hour on it, on how fast it's leaving the bat. Guess what? Big advantage. And that's every single at bat, not just the ones at home and not just the ones that you're correct on deciphering. So give me the I'd rather, much rather he knew or thought he knew what I was throwing. 930 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Let's get some insurance in here, Lance.
Let me tell you about TGS Insurance Company, who is – so there's a lot of different ways you can save money. You can go try to lower your rates with your cell phone company, your cable, your satellite. You can cut cords, whatever. We already know about that. But the area that most people really screw up on that is a big savings is homeowners insurance. And if you go to TGS Insurance, you text money to 232323, what happens – is within 15 seconds, they can get a firm homeowner's quote back to you. And that quote is going to be good for your standard homeowner's insurance. When I say standard, I mean for an A-rated company. It's going to be the same as the insurance that you have right now. If you want to get flood insurance, they can get you flood insurance as well. If you want to get additional coverage for jewelry or an RV you have at the home or whatever the case may be, they can do that as well. But I'm telling you right now, you are going to be shopping. They're going to shop for you a group of A-rated insurance companies and find the lowest insurance rate they can find for you. And even if you have paid in advance for your homeowner's insurance, they can work to get all of your money back. It's not a contract, so you can cancel anytime you want. And the other insurance company has to send you your prorated money back so you can get your lower rates today for your, not just your home, but they'll find you car insurance if you need as well. Text money to 232323 and save annual money that is in the average range of $870 to $900 per year. That's TJSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Brother Bear asks, who's worse, Gary Bettman or Rob Manfred? I don't care about Bettman. Who gives a rat's ass? Hockey. Don't care. So it's all about, and we got a pretty good one, Manfred, in his Manfred's face in his Pinocchio with Jiminy Cricket on top of him. On top of his nose. That's a pretty good one, people. That's a pretty good one. Nice job, puppy protector.
Hey, Nick Sharara came in here, and he was all pumped up on you. I didn't realize that you got into it a little bit with Darren Revelle. He just said he wishes you would have, been on your phone when you were like Omar in the Twitter streets whistling the farmer and the Dell from The Wire, that you were in the Twitter streets just going after everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wishes you would have responded earlier to keep the heat on him. But what happened with you and Darren Revelle? How did you and Darren Revelle get into it this time?
Well, Darren Revelle is an idiot. Okay? I mean, first of all, he can't read. I've got to find my – what I tweeted him. Oh, well, Darren Revelle, For whatever reason, Darren Revell, out of nowhere, tweeted out that the Astros, so this happened on the day after, here, I got to get my tweets in reply.
I have it in front of me.
Okay.
Darren Revell tweeted, "The only explanation for Baseball Brash not punishing the Astros players was that there was a lot more out there that we didn't know." And John, your response was?
What a dumb day to be tweeting about the Astros. You afraid Yankees fans will cancel you? Have some balls and write about what's really going on. And then Darren Revell said, hint, I'm not a Yankees fan. To which I replied, you can't read. How have you been a writer for this long? All I said was, I didn't say you were a Yankee fan. I implied you were afraid of losing their fan base, which is obviously much more important to you than finding out the truth. Embarrassing. And he didn't respond to that, which is the truth. Every single writer, Rob Manfred, probably most people in baseball, are afraid to lose the Yankee fan base. Because here's the deal. Buster Olney, Jeff Passan, anybody, any of these national writers can't ever go to New York if they say that the Yankees did something wrong or cheated, because the Yankees' narrative is the Astros cheated and that's why they didn't win a title. So you have to get on board with that, because if you get canceled in New York, well, then you're done as a writer. You're done. So Darren Revell, there's plenty of guys that have gotten, well, Roger Goodell got canceled in Boston. You know what he said? I don't give a rat's ass. I don't care. But Rob Manfred can't get canceled in New York. There's no way. Rob Manfred's done. Rob Manfred should be done now anyway with this unsealing.
Well, wait a minute. Still have to see what's inside of it.
I don't.
Just because you unseal something doesn't mean there's
something
salacious in it.
Well, first of all, his handling of the Red Sox is laughable. Secondly, if there is something in this that he did know that they were cheating and they were using video, and then he threw the Astros under the bus the way that he did, first of all, Jim Crane should be irate with him and call for his head, because he canceled the Astros nationally. Internationally, Rob Manfred canceled the Astros.
No, the Astros did it to themselves.
Well, they did.
Let's not. But, I don't want to deflect.
But it would have been no. But no. But if Rob Manfred came out and said, "It's not just the Astros, people. It's not just the Astros."
Yeah, that would have taken more balls, and he didn't have the balls to do it.
And
Major League Baseball has
that.
Never had the balls to address steroids for real. They never had the balls to address this. They'd rather a few scapegoats get it than clean up their sport.
What's the rationale for to Lance's point, there's not a whole lot in there, and the guy carrying the water for the Yankees.
There is a possibility.
Let's say this. What's the rationale for keeping it sealed? What could Rob Manfred say was the reason why that was a sealed document? Because no matter what's in it, it feels like you're protecting one team and not protecting others. For what reason?
Right.
So what's the rationale for sealing it?
Yeah, good point.
So that's all that matters at this point to me. I don't really care what's in it. It proves that there's a favoritism, and all the conspiracy theories that'll get thrown out there, all you just radio guys just saying stuff, all that stuff that got thrown out there. There's evidence that for whatever reason, Manfred thought it was better for the game or for himself, for the Yankees, for that particular document not to be open to the public. And why?
Right. Well, and because the Yankees said it in court, because it would damage our reputation. And the judge said, that's not a reason. That's not a legal reason for this to be, that your reputation, that's the funniest part of it. Well, you can't unseal it because it will damage our reputation. No ship, Sherlock. No ship. I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, cheating will damage your reputation. See the Astros. That Rob Manfred continues to shill for them is, if I'm Jim Crane, I am irate. I'm irate. I texted someone in the Astros organization the other day, and I said, all I said was, I don't know if you're following me or what, but about time that the Yankees are catching it. And he was like, yeah, it's good to get everybody off our ass. You know,
I texted McCullers, Evan Drylik stuff that, by the way, even that, I know we're Astros fans and sensitive and conspiracy theorists or blah, blah, blah. Evan Drylik, who was the first one to have this for The Athletic, guess what time that came out? 11:57 p.m. on a Friday.
On a Friday
night.
The
old Friday news drop.
Right? I mean, that is so – it's so Yankee. Well, I'm not going to – listen, at least the dude put it out there. But they said, hey, can you put that out on Friday night at midnight? Yeah. But at least it got out there.
And let's make sure that we redact a bunch of names and make sure we redact everything. It just looks so bad for Major League Baseball. It makes it easy for people like John Granato to do Rob Manfred interviews. Interviews as Rob Manfred when you look like you're playing favorites.
Rob, if you don't want to get called a lying bitch by an ESPN radio host in Houston, maybe don't send documents that are sealed that the public can't see. That's all.
Well, I mean, it's baseball, dude. It's baseball. This is what baseball does. Baseball destroys itself. Baseball's been destroying itself for 50 years with their, I mean, ever since their first collective bargaining agreement, they've been destroying itself. Every single time. When I was growing up, man, there was always a work stoppage. There was always a financial strife. There was always, I mean, it was at odds. And now look what they're doing during a pandemic. They're fighting like little bitches. I mean, it's unbelievable how baseball is so self-destructive. And yet, it's no wonder it's falling off. There is no wonder. Everybody's just like, I'm fed up. I mean, there are so many people that are fed up with baseball and how money grubbing it is, and just holier than thou. And just honestly, if it wasn't for the Astros, because I like the Astros, I like watching Astros. I love baseball. I grew up loving baseball, but this is just it's about the straw. It's turning into the straw because I couldn't care. You know what? I hope they don't play. I wish they wouldn't play just to see how they caught it and just to say, everybody would say, now you guys are so greedy that you can't even come to terms when there were 40 million people out of work in this country. That's all you care about is money. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But it's baseball. The least surprising thing in the world is that during a pandemic, Major League Baseball couldn't come to terms to get back on the field and play. The least surprising thing ever.
Yeah, I wish that wasn't the case, but it is. I mean, it is almost so predictable. It almost, frankly, it's a caricature of itself from a baseball standpoint. And at least it is for us, because we remember all the labor strife. And so now when they have an opportunity to have some labor strife, it's like, oh, surely baseball won't do this. Here we are.
Right. Right.
And I'm not going to make it owner's fault, player's fault. To me, it's baseball. You have to work together. It seems very acrimonious back and forth. They don't have any type of a compromising nature in their negotiations. It feels ugly, at least publicly. So, you know, I'm not going to feel sorry or some type of way for either one of them.
Yeah.
I got to pay for my house and my rent, my mortgage and my lease and my car and all this stuff. And I do it through sports, and they're not going to go to work. I'm kind of like, okay, on to the next one. Thank you, basketball. Thank you for, you know, keeping our jobs, because I got to take care of my kids too, and I do it through sports. And I'm not saying they have to come to an agreement, but at the same time, I feel like some of it feels petty from what I'm reading. So I don't care. That's on them. So I just move to the next sport.
Well, yeah, no, listen, there's going to be so much going on. No one's going to miss a pitch. No one, if they don't play, no one's going to miss a pitch. We'll have college football. We'll have NFL. Maybe we'll have NBA. We'll have golf. We'll have NASCAR. We'll have soccer. You know what? Oh, well. You know what, baseball? You did it to yourself. No one cares that you didn't show up. 946 ESPN, 97.5.
ESPN, 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We haven't talked much. I didn't watch. Did you watch the McGuire? Did you watch it last night?
I only got to see the last 30 minutes, I guess.
Barstool Sports
it's interesting,
basically
though.
Said it was the documentary was actually just a Mark McGuire documentary.
No, it was. And it was also a feel-good. It was a feel-good documentary. It was wrapped in a nice, neat little bow. I mean, they had Sammy. They had Mark McGuire. You know, they had Bob Costas. Jim Riggleman talked about Sammy Sosa coming back to Chicago, that he deserves to come back and yada, yada, yada. But it really was. It was basically an opportunity, I thought, to kind of downplay, when it was all said and done, to keep those two guys from being vilified as bad guys. And it's actually, I guess in hindsight, it's understandable because they're the faces of steroids along with Barry Bonds, but really it was a widespread problem. And they did help baseball. That's why baseball kept their mouth shut during home runs. Even though Brady Anderson's popping 50 out of nowhere, you know, McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, all these crazy numbers, they understood what was going on. And I think baseball just, you know, kept their mouth shut.
So Full Dissident says this: let's not forget the number of careers these guys actually tried to ruin with their lies. That goes for Tony La Russa, too.
Right.
They used their power of platform and celebrity to discredit journalism. Oh, and they got to keep all the money, and McGuire has had three jobs post-playing.
McGuire was the biggest jerk of all of them back then. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, let's not forget the writer.
I just did it to help my – I was recovering from injuries. I mean, I can hit home runs.
You're so full of crap. The injuries were created because you were so swole. And you know what happens when you do steroids? You get injured.
Well, his started in like 91, so his might have been pre-steroids.
What some in the media did, Jose de Jesus Ortiz, who is a writer here, what some in the media did to AP writer Steve Wilstein after he wrote about Andro and McGuire's locker remains a stain on our profession. It was a shame then, remains a shame now. It was a difficult time.
Who wrote that?
Jose de Jesus Ortiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's saying what some in the media did. Some in the media attacked Steve Wilstein for writing. Is it much different? Who is that? The accused pedophile that was worked at the Chronicle that talked about Roy Oswalt?
Hunter
Oswalt talked about Atkins? Dallas Keuchel not wanting to sign autographs.
Is it Hunter Atkins?
Yeah, Hunter Atkins.
Yeah.
Hunter Atkins, Dallas Keuchel was in the locker room. It was autograph day, but he was warming up in the bullpen because he was pitching that day. Ha ha, I didn't have to sign autographs. And Hunter Atkins posted that. Now, Steve Wilstein was in the Cardinals locker room, and he looked in McGuire's locker, which is out there open to everyone, and there was a bottle of Andro there. And Andro is a masking agent for steroids.
That's tough, though. That's tough because that's in a locker room, in a guy's locker. That's a tough one for me.
But it's out there for everybody to see. It's not like he went through his locker.
I get it.
The lockers are open.
Yeah, I get it. But it still feels like you're kind of like if you are looking in a window, you can see somebody invites you to their home. You're on their patio and in the background, you can see stuff in the window.
Well, then
Do you talk about what's
open,
back there?
But it's open for everybody to see. That's like the cops being able to look through your bag, or if the bag is open and I look in there and I see it, you left it open in plain view. Now, Andro is – I don't know what Andro is. Is it the steroid itself?
No, it's masking. No, you're right. It's androstenedione. Okay. I remember.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So, you know, and should he be vilified when Mark McGwire is cartoonish? Should he be – and by the way, that's a load of crap that Mark McGwire is coming back from injury. Mark McGwire was trying to get big and hit home runs.
He was a big guy who could hit home runs. He was trying to get bigger and stronger and hit. Well, no, he said initially it was to come back from injuries because he had injuries in 91, 93, 94.
Oh,
and that's
initially.
What Cammy originally said too. Remember that?
Yeah, and then he fell in love with it and got
right.
too.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
Cartoonish.
At least just be real about it.
And then Barry Bonds found out that those guys were doing it, and he had to have some, and he wanted to be the greatest home run hitter ever. Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Yep.
And they were all hoggish, and they were all hogs because they just couldn't get enough. They couldn't hit it far enough, and they couldn't – they loved – because that was when chicks loved the long ball.
Well, it's greed, right? It's the same concept as greed.
It's not greed.
It's not necessarily a financial greed, although you could argue that you make more money. But the greed in being the best, the greed in having the most, the greed in a certain thing, you just couldn't stop yourself. So these guys couldn't just – you're right. It's hogs get slaughtered. That's exactly what happened.
And they've all been slaughtered. None of them are in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds most likely will get in at some point.
But, John, isn't Barry Bonds the classic reason that steroids to me – are worse than this trash can thing with the Astros? Because Barry Bonds was a great player before, and by all accounts, he got pissed off that he knew Sosa and McGwire were cheating in 98, and is like, bleep this. These guys are cheating, and I see these other scrubs cheating and getting bigger and better and doing things that they can't do naturally. And Barry Bonds felt the competitive pressure to start to juice so that he could show that he was better than these guys.
Well, right. No, but that to me is just one guy's greed to be I can't be great. I got to be the greatest. To me, the scourge of the steroids is I don't even belong here or I shouldn't be here. And therefore I am displacing a lot of players that could be here that aren't cheating. But they're not here because they're not cheating. And I've said this countless times. Royce Huffman Jr. was a 300 hitter in the minors, but he didn't hit home runs, and this was in the height of the steroids, and he couldn't get up to the major leagues because there was no place for a guy that hit 300 but didn't hit with power. He was a doubles hitter, but he didn't hit enough home runs to get up to the – but while Keith Ginter and Morgan Ensberg and all of these guys are passing him up in a minor league system, he stuck 10 years down in the minor league system, a career 300 hitter. But that's not it. Doug Glanville, I couldn't stick around. Doug Glanville was a good player. He couldn't stick around anymore because his numbers were not even close to all the steroid guy at his position. So he lost his job in Major League Baseball. So if you don't cheat, you can't win.
You know, the Wilstein story you told just highlights what a baseball writers being such full of crap. One of your own did a story, and instead of like piling on and using that story to propel diving into what steroids was and who was using it, you shunned him because he was going to hurt your access. He was going to harm your chances of being able to interview these players. So when baseball writers will tell you we didn't know, one of your own just looked in a locker and saw something, and instead of that spurring you on to find out what the hell was going on, you're like,
they went the other way.
Steve, what are you doing? You're killing us here. So you can't, I won't listen to anything they say about the subject.
The golden goose. You can't kill the golden goose in baseball, boy. Make sure you protect all those. Make sure you protect the writers. I don't have a job if I go after the Yankees. I don't have a job if Steve Wilstein makes my job harder to talk to players.
You think it's still really like that?
Yes, I think it's still really like that.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I just mean things are so – I mean, beat writer-wise, yes. But national writers, I feel like national writers don't have to kowtow to the Yankees. They shouldn't have to.
Oh, they absolutely do, Lance. If I'm canceled in New York, you know how many readers that is? I can't go to New York and cover the Yankees because I'll be vilified and hated?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I mean, Roger Goodell can't go to a New England Patriots game.
Yes,
a writer that attacks you. Do you think Jeff Passan would be? Now, Astro fans aren't nearly as vitriol as Yankees.
I'm out
fan.
On this one.
No, but honestly, the way Jeff Passan attacked the Astros,
thought he came off as very credible and a man who was very fair. Is the way?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about whether or not he can or would come to it after. Do you think he'd be welcome at Minute Maid?
He would not be welcome, but he would just hide in the media room.
Well, he'd be hide in anonymity.
But,
yeah. You know, a bunch of people wouldn't know who Jeff Passan is. In New York, everybody would know who Jeff Passan is. Don't come to our town. Don't think you're coming here, ESPN boy. No. No. He would be vilified. And I'm not going to ruin my career by telling the truth and going, Darren Rovell, he's probably located in New York. You think he could write a hit piece on the Yankees cheating? Hells no. And that's it. We got to protect ourselves instead of doing what's right, a-holes. No, I'm done. I'm done with baseball.
Well, Darren Rovell is a New York.
He's
a New Yorker. Period.
Yeah, but hint: I'm not a Yankee fan. No one said you were a Yankee fan. You can't even read. How do you write? How are you writing when you can't even read?
Hey, I'm going to stay for one more segment for one very specific reason. I don't know Spanish. I know enough to get by, but I don't know it fluently. You do know it fluently, okay. Right?
Dime que
necesito. Okay, so I am going to read some Spanish tweets in Spanish. I'm going to read them exactly as they're written, and I'm going to need you to translate when we come back. And it's the girl, the weather girl.
I could see him too, so send him to me.
Okay, it's the weather girl who is getting a massage.
Oh, okay.
You can find that one.
Okay, yeah.
And then they're massaging her. She's showing a video of them massaging her buttocks. It's a selfie. And so I'm going to read the tweets when we come back, and I need you to tell me what it means because I don't know what it means. I legitimately do not.
Maybe you shouldn't read. Okay, are we allowed to read Spanish curse words?
I don't think they're curse words.
Well, you don't know that. You can't understand them.
Well, I'll see, and I'll tell you.
Like, mames is not a curse word.
Yeah, mames means suck.
Okay. That's not a cuss word.
Well, it depends on what follows.
Okay.
It's like,
okay.
Rob Manfred, mommy.
Okay. How about we talk about MMA law?
Mama, not mama. Rob Bradford, mama. Listen, it is hurricane season right now. We've already seen, you know, oh my goodness, look what's happening. Well, guess what? The MMA law firm knows what you're dealing with, and you're going to have to deal, if we should have a hurricane, you're going to have to deal with an insurance company. An insurance company, what they try to do, that's how they make their money, is deny claims. They try to do anything they possibly can. And if they're acting in bad faith, the standard, okay, is that you're going to get three times your damage amount if they're acting in bad faith. Now, do you have an issue with an insurance company right now? Let the MMA law firm investigate. And the MMA law firm is not going to charge you. They're going to front all expenses. If they win, their payment will come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. No settlement, no fees. So go to largelossattorneys.com. And remember, and this could be your business. This can be your residence. It doesn't matter. If you're dealing with an insurance company, if you've got dram shop, pharmaceutical law, medical devices, serious personal injury, 18-wheeler injury, they handle it all. But it's hurricane season, and there's going to be some stuff going on. Free, no obligation consultation with expert attorneys at largelossattorneys.com. Largelossattorneys.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.